16 with you, just outside. Give me on the ILS 22 left.
116, heavy north south, 13010, 162 left, clear to land.
Clear to land, 22 left, ILS 116.
What do you do when there's a nut on the plane screaming, either I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, or I might be taken or killed by the FBI or the CIA? Or if you're the pilot, you heard a little exchange there, you land the plane. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start at Newark Airport. Everything seems to happen there, at least lately, or in and around New York. It was a United flight from Hong Kong. Edward Snowden wasn't aboard it, by the way, the whistleblower. It landed at Newark after 1:30 in the afternoon, taxied away from the gates. Why? Because there's all kinds of Port Authority cop cars all over the place. On the tarmac, police went to the plane. They removed a man in handcuffs. He was wearing, you know, khakis, blue shirt, hooded jacket, and he was loaded onto an ambulance and driven away. What happened was, during the flight on board, he became unglued. He was yelling some of the things that I already said, including that he had been poisoned, that somebody had poisoned him, and that the CIA was targeting him because he had information related to Edward Snowden, and the man who, of course, revealed the NSA secret surveillance program, that he was going to die. And there was another passenger in his 30s who was yelling about being afraid of being taken or killed by the FBI. What is going on? At one point, you can hear an audio clip, pretty hard to hear it back on the air, but where somebody is saying, "Please, God, somebody help me, please, somebody help me, somebody help me," screaming out loud, top of his lungs, "I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead." So what happens? You're a passenger these days. You have got to go to the gym, or at least at home. You've got to do your sit-ups because you may have to tackle someone. How many times have people had to duct tape or tackle another passenger? And it happened again. They had to tackle the guy who was agitated beyond belief and help the flight attendants handcuff him and put him in place until the plane landed 5 hours later. 5 hours later. So they said, you know what? You didn't have time to think. There's a guy screaming on the plane, being a little bit violent. We put him on the floor. Boom. That's it. So now when you go on planes, the other guy wasn't, apparently he was ignited by somebody, by that guy on the plane, so they didn't worry so much about him. You just have to be prepared to do what you might have to do. When 9/11 first happened, I was flying 4 days later, once I could get back on a flight, and I was flying from Dallas to New York, and there was hardly anyone on the plane. But when I went down the aisle, a guy said to me, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air, he said to me, "How come you didn't take a pillow?" And I said, I don't need a pillow. I have something I can use in my bag. And he said, "No, I think you need a pillow. Are you prepared to do what you might have to do?" That's when I realized, boy, things have really changed. You're relying on me to take down another passenger. But you know what? If I'm in that situation and I have to jump up, I'm doing it. I would get up with the rest of the people and I would do what I have to do. So they had to restrain him for 5 hours. Crazy. There wasn't any restraint involved in what's happening at this G8 summit in Northern Ireland. Vladimir Putin not happy with the president. In fact, saying that how can you possibly arm rebels when you know not who they are? And Assad is being armed by who else? Putin, the Russians, and Iran is helping as well. So Assad had his own little statement to make. Of course, he's not at the summit. He is in Syria, which is where we're dumping those small arms. He made a statement saying Europe will pay the price if it arms the Syrian rebels, that it will backfire if that happens. First comments since the decision by our president to authorize those guns and ammunition shipments to the rebels, after confirming that they used chemical weapons against their own people. Chaos in Syria. Assad is saying, will result in the direct export of terrorism to Europe. Terrorists will return to Europe with fighting experience and extremist ideologies. I'm sorry, like that's not already existing in places like Paris and London? Oh, and in Washington, D.C.? I would say foul on that because it already does exist. So now you have what's become a body count. 93,000 people have been killed in serious conflict since it started in March of 2011. 93,000 people. Mm. So how this all comes together and falls apart will be crazy to watch. But that G8 meeting is going on. British Prime Minister David Cameron's there, of course. Putin I mentioned already. And Cameron conceded that there's a disagreement on Syria, but that Russia has a responsibility to push opposing factions in the civil war to the negotiating table as soon as possible and not to back a government that butchers its citizens. But that's what they're doing right now. Cameron met with Putin in London on Sunday, and then Obama met with him in Ireland the following day. But I don't think they made any kind of progress in that direction whatsoever. Hey, coming up on this show, we're going to have another version of Tweet This plus the Daily Salute. Do you know the Heimlich maneuver? Be honest. If you had to dislodge something from someone's throat, I know you've seen it and people grabbing someone's stomach and pushing it and from behind them, but do you really honestly know the Heimlich maneuver? It seems like more people are choking. I don't know if they're eating too fast or food is just strangely getting caught or whatever, but boy, it's a technique that you ought to learn because some crazy things are happening and people's lives are being saved since the person closest to them or across the room gets over there and they know the Heimlich maneuver. We know that kids, when they're studying now, sadly, are turning a lot are turning to prescription drugs like Adderall is a big one. Senator Chuck Schumer would like to do something about it. Here's his take.
Adderall, Ritalin can be very useful drugs, and they help kids who have ADD. The issue is they should be used under a doctor's supervision. And when they're not, they can be dangerous.
True that, because who knows what they, you know, this is the problem also with prescription drugs and what you're mixing your drugs with. A pharmacist told me once that if people would just ask the pharmacy, hey, I'm taking some natural supplement, does it match with whatever it is that you're getting? Now, of course, these are people getting their prescriptions, not people who are at a farm party being sold Adderall or Ritalin or whatever, so that they can use it to stay hyped up and focused while they're studying for final exams. But that's becoming like a no-brainer. It's like drinking a glass of water, asking for or finding either one of those drugs, taking them, and then doing well on a test and being convinced, this is what I always need to do because look how well I did on my history exam, or look how well I did in my Spanish class, whatever it is. And this is happening not just in college, it's certainly happening in high school as well. Tweet this around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, I promise. If you light them up, we'll go to you. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Getting a tongue lashing from Matt Johnson, the glue of the show. We figured out a crazy technical way to look at some screens just by stacking them. Imagine that. Now there's a valuable college course I could have had. How to stack websites. Anyway, speaking of stacking, I've stacked up a couple of interesting things for Tweet This. So let's head out to our first tweet. Do we hear any birds in the background? Oh, I love those birds. I want to be there in the rainforest. All right, so if you're Putin, what would your tweet handle be, your Twitter handle? What would it be? I think now, just to throw it in the faces of the people you're upset with, it could be Putin at arming Assad. That wouldn't be very popular, would it? What if you're Edward Snowden and you are the whistleblower for this whole NSA thing? And trust me, at the 8, you know they're talking about it. You know they're talking about it for sure. So how about Snowden at forcing me to snoop? I like that, Snowden, that forcing me to snoop, because that's what happened. He realized he was snooping on Americans and decided I can't do this anymore, and he went to Hong Kong. How about Herman at Leave Me Alone or Else? You know who Herman is? Julie Herman, the new athletic director for Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights, just took over amid a whole bunch of controversy that she was verbally abusive to volleyball players when she was at the University of Tennessee. If you were Rex in Illinois, your tweet could be Rex at at about time. Hey, Rex, how are you?
Hello, you just blasted me out.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Nah, we're just hanging in there. I'll be brief with this. You know, I love you, babe. But Izzy, I'll acquiesce to her from here forth. She just nailed stuff for me. It was amazing. I hope she's listening. Please, girl, call in.
She is listening. She's always listening. So, yeah, talking about what's going on with the Obamas and the trip to Northern Ireland and the pay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That makes me so sick that, Jesus, man, oh, man. I hope they make so much money they have to reimburse the government for that. So when he builds his big library and he builds his big thing, stuff like that, he's never going to repay that money. But like I said, Izzy nailed it. So
Here's the thing: as we were saying, there's a way you could do it a little bit cheaper. You're still the president, okay? You're the president's wife. You're the first lady. So she's not staying in a Holiday Inn in Dublin. We know that. It's not going to happen. But there are certainly hotel rooms that are beautiful that are not $3,300 that have rooms and things you won't even use, even with Secret Service.
With Secret Service and stuff like that, why does she need an entourage of 30 people?
Because when you're a friend in a high place, your other friends want to be in that high place with you.
I realize she don't have to drag a bag. You know what I'm saying? Coming off the airplane, she don't have to tote her own stuff. But, oh, God. Don't get me enraged any more than I am. Izzy said it all. All I'm saying is this. I think this guy ought to be just chopped out of the weeds. And if the people in this country aren't enraged enough about this, God help us all.
Well, see, Rex, here's the thing. What ultimately will happen is you can do comparisons to other presidents and things that they overspent on and what did they do and, you know, how many trips did Bush take to the Crawford Ranch in Texas and how many golf outings did Obama have and da-da-da. I mean, the bottom line is this, is when you're the leader of the free world, when you're the president of the United States and your country is struggling, because we have massive amounts of debt, you have to practice some fiscal restraint, for goodness sake.
Amen, lady. Amen, Miss Sweetheart. You just cannot do something like this.
Right. Right. You can take the trip, and you have to take the trip. He's part of the G8 summit. I get it. They're talking about trade. They're talking about other things. Absolutely. And even if she went on the trip and the kids went on the trip, that's his family, okay, and they're part of it. But the extra things that just seem so ridiculous, you know, here's the problem. A million here, a million there, 10 million here, 20 million there. At the end of the day, it adds up and suddenly.
That's actually the cost.
Right.
We don't really know what the cost is.
Right.
And now they're going to go to this trip in Africa.
Yeah, that's.
Holy Jesus.
I know, that's another big, big, big cost.
I mean,
that.
He can play golf at Pebble Beach. Whatever. I wouldn't mind that.
Right.
God.
I know.
I want to call in and give Izzy her good dues.
All right, Izzy gets it. She knows she is the queen of calling him like she sees him, Rex, definitely. She's a hardliner. There's no question about it. I'll say it again. I mean, the bottom line is we could look at any presidency. We could point to opulent things they do, dinners that are thrown, places that are gone, all that kind of stuff. But if your nation is underwater, there should just be some common sense with that. You could say, well, bummer, I'm the president when we don't have extra money, so people are scrutinizing what I'm doing. If only I had been there during the Clinton years when people were making money, then they wouldn't be looking at everything and what we're spending. But it is taxpayer money, and that's the bottom line. It's like the stuff for the IRS. We find out about the crazy party in 2010 in Las Vegas, how much money was blown there. So you add up all the stories, you take a ledger, and you put on one side the amount of money, and that money adds up. Like I said, $5 million here, $10 million there, $20 million here, $3 million here. Before you know it, you've added up money that could have been thrown towards something else. What about all these people, the middle-class people of the government who had to be furloughed? I know three people that had to be furloughed, good people that help lots of other people who are very, very middle-class, have children, have grandchildren, are not living high off the hog. They do work for the government, but they work their fingers to the bone because they're not the top dogs. So they got a 20%, one of them got a 20% furlough in pay, and in a very short amount of time. Trust me, the people at the top of the food chain are not dealing with that. All right, quickly, I want to squeeze in the Daily Salute. The Daily Salute is interesting because I said this. How many people know the Heimlich maneuver? You know, I know the Heimlich maneuver, but I've never had to use it. So as I say, I know it. Would I kick into gear if somebody started choking? You bet I would. But would I be successful? I could only hope. Congressman Ted Poe from Texas was eating at the Capitol Hill Club. It's a hangout in Washington. Popcorn got lodged in his throat. He couldn't breathe. A fellow Republican congressman, Matt Salmon, was there, and another bystander was there, and they tried to do the Heimlich maneuver but failed to get the food out of his throat. So then there was somebody across the room who saw an aide, Nick Muzin, who's a licensed doctor. He came over to help, and he was able to do the Heimlich correctly a few times. He nudged the popcorn out, and Poe began to cough and obviously survived. Boy, that's scary. They said he was looking almost like purple in the face. He was completely fine. It was okay afterwards. But while he was choking, wow, that's scary. You know, there's a congressional baseball game that night. People were making jokes that maybe he was choking on the score because the Democrats blasted the Republicans 22-0. See, it's that popcorn and that little stuff that gets stuck. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Minutes, but remember this, the Supreme Court, they're getting ready to pack up and go to the beach for the summer. So they still have, they've done this, they did the Arizona thing, but they still have to rule on some of the most contentious issues that have been going on for quite some time that have divided us in this country for a while. And the rulings could come up perhaps next week. Perhaps we're going to see this next week. That's what I'm predicting because of the timetable of when they leave. So the big cases that we'll be talking about, we have talked about, we have had people on to talk about over the years that I've been on America Tonight, affirmative action, DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, Prop 8, California's Prop 8 is another one, and the Voting Rights Act also. That's another one. See, we just had this thing with Arizona, but this is the other part of that, if you will. This case is interesting, too, because that law from 65 gives the feds open-ended oversight of states and local municipalities, if you will, that have a history of voter discrimination. But after the provision was reauthorized in Congress, I want to say back in, you know, 2000s, 2006, maybe that was the year, for another 25 years, Alabama, some of the counties in Alabama and North Carolina, they filed suit saying the monitoring was very unwarranted and burdensome, and they didn't understand it. So let's see what they ultimately rule there. All right, now it's time for our top 10 ways. You know the NSA is listening to you. You suddenly get bills from the IRS for taxes they say you didn't pay. Number 9, you notice unmarked cars driving around your block. Number 8, you get disinvited to the White House Easter egg roll. Darn, you finally got an invitation. Your ex-husband sends you a letter requesting money. Number 6, that was 7, somebody turns off all your power. Number 5, your debit card doesn't work. Number 4, your paycheck doesn't clear. Number 3, suddenly choppers are following you home from work. Number 2, you hear a click when you hang up your cell phone. And the number 1 reason or way you know the NSA is spying on you is you open the curtains in the middle of the night and you see a drone hovering in front of your window. Come on! That was good! That was good! And maybe the drone was delivering a pizza. It depends on what country you live in, I suppose. But, oh, that would be a freaky sight, wouldn't it? Drones. They predicted it. I didn't listen, but here are the drones. The drones are coming. Couple of quick side notes, some odds and ends, some things that we didn't touch on. I want to give you a positive deal because I don't want to be this cynical pole princess that just hammers home cynical things all the time. I'm trying. I'm telling you, I'm trying. Rex, I'm trying. So check this out. I say bravo, bravo, bravo. Two California teenagers who stranded themselves on top of an 8,600-foot high cliff ended up being rescued in what looked like a movie scene. I saw some video of this. The boys were 16 and 17. Ah, just a day off from school. It's the summertime. They were hoisted off the cliff in Sierra Buttes in Northern California. That's scary. On Saturday, the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, sent a helicopter and a small plane to retrieve the two boys who stranded themselves on a narrow shelf on the cliff when they were hiking. Now, it took a couple of passes to hoist them up because the winds were blowing like 20 miles an hour or more. So that made it tough. Rescuers gave them instructions through a loudspeaker. They used a camera system to zoom in to watch the teenagers safely harness themselves. One teen was hoisted and flown to a designated landing zone on State Highway 49 before the rescue was repeated with the other kid. Oh, can you imagine? And here's the, you know, would you be in trouble, Matt, if you didn't go and run and get a soda, would you have been in trouble with your parents if you were one of those kids in that dramatic deal like climbing a cliff? Would you have been in trouble? See, he ran and got a soda. I knew it. I would have been toast. At first, everybody would have taken, you know, I would have taken everyone's breath away. Of course, I don't know that I would have been talked into that situation where I was on the edge of the cliff. But we do a segment once a week called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And I told my story about being in Chaco Canyon and thinking I was fine and knew how to get around and was silly and ridiculous with some friends from Chicago. And I found myself in a scary spot, nothing like where they were on the, 8,600 feet. But I was pretty high up. And when I slid down that, down the side, I got to tell you, man, I saw my life flash before my eyes. And luckily, cut up legs and everything later, I was able to stop myself from going over the edge. I was, you know, just a sneaker away from flying over the edge of that, and that was frightening. But seeing these kids, oh, they got me beat. I mean, we're talking, what are they doing? What were they thinking? Were they climbing, thinking they were okay, and somehow got themselves discombobulated, or, you know, how is it they ended up there? But bravo to Chips and for that great, you know, rescue. And then I'm thinking, 8,600 foot high cliff, that seems, where is there an 8,600 foot high cliff? That's what CNN was describing it as. It seems a little high to me. It definitely was a high cliff, but I don't know that we can say that that number is accurate. I think they have to check the number. They have to go back and measure. Doesn't that sound like a reporter who's standing there doing a live shot? It is a gazillion feet high. Nobody could possibly ever reach it. But it was definitely high, high, high. No question about it. And the wind was killer. I mean, the wind was absolutely killer, so it made it even tougher for that whole rescue scenario. But I think most of us, parents-wise, they would have been all over us for putting ourselves in that situation. All right, so here's the thing. What a week Vladimir Putin is having. First, he gets accused of stealing Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring, which is worth like $25,000, and he says he didn't steal it. He says it was a gift from him, so now there's this kind of weird squabbling going on. By the way, this happened back in 2005. And then he's having his own little private meeting with Barack Obama, and the two of them are definitely not seeing eye to eye on what's going on with Syria, because the Russians are arming Assad while our government is getting ready to arm the rebels. I said this in a previous show. It doesn't take a genius to realize, ooh, we are on opposite sides of this. And is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Assad is a murderer. He is massively killing his people. I mean, I can think of worse things to call him, but okay. So massive amounts of people are just getting shot like dogs in the street, or tanks are lining up at their house and blowing a hole in the wall, which is sick, sad, and ridiculous. Ridiculous in the sense of, why are you doing this to your people? What happened all of a sudden, right? You lost control, and you decided, let's blow them all up. Let's blow them all up. Let's just let the streets run red. So now that you get these rebels involved, well, they're just fighting Assad. And they're from all different walks of life, with all different people that they revere. Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, you mix in a little bit of that. To me, that's pretty scary. You got a bunch of oddballs. You're handing the guns to them. So Assad's not a good guy, but you got the ragtag team of who knows who, and that's just as frightening to me. So this no-fly zone thing doesn't look like that's happening. And I think we shouldn't be involved in Syria at all. Because will this whole thing with war, will it continue to go the way it's going in Assad's favor? Iran's helping, Russia's helping him, is supplying small weapons, small arms is what they're calling it, to the rebels. Is that really going to be enough? Is that going to turn the tide here? I would say to you, I don't think so. I don't think it's gonna do that. Turn the tide when they're getting massive amounts of good stuff that they can use. Unfortunately, luckily, lots of people from Syria fled, got out of this game while this started to happen, and they went to Jordan. There's 500,000 refugees from Syria in Jordan right now, so that's the good thing there. But we need to stay out of this. We don't need to be involved in this. We're dragging ourselves into yet another problem in the Middle East. You have lots of opinions about lots of things. We are heading to the mailbag next.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-36. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, party, and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend your money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
Actually, skid across the final turn here on this Hour of America tonight. We're going to go to the mailbag in a second, but a couple of quick justice for alls. Fair or foul, what is the deal with teachers who are mothers, wives, who fool around with little boys and then get caught and look, they're usually good looking, and they look so shocked that suddenly they're in prison, that they're going to be tried for a crime of lewd conduct with kids under 14 years old. Another sixth grade teacher, mother of two, guilty to have, having sex with a student. This happened in Southern California. So the bail, $2 million. Could get a 6-year prison sentence when she's sentenced on August 23rd. It's a teacher, Malia Brooks, her name is, who everybody swears has been exemplary as a teacher. Incredible in the district. We love her. She's great. Students love her. They do so well in her classes. But she had a relationship with a male student that started back in February, and it happened for a 4-month period in 2012. She was on administrative leave. She resigned from the Simi Valley Unified School District, and then she was arraigned on charges. She pled guilty. Now she's going to be wearing the orange jumpsuit. It's a question of how much time, but it's really, really looking like she's going to get 6 years. I'm going to say that's fair. Can't do that. These are little boys. What are you thinking, and what are you doing to your own children? All right, quickly, Jeff Garland. Love this guy. He's the agent to Larry David on a show called Curb Your Enthusiasm. He flipped out. Somebody took his parking spot, and he flipped out. He smashed the window of their car, just went nuts on the window. He pulled a Jack Nicholson on them. So he ends up getting charged with felony vandalism. And, of course, he was released on $20,000. But, Jeff, come on, man. Can't you just go to the shooting range? Can't you just jump into a ring and hit one of those bags or hit somebody else, a sparring partner, I guess, if you're in the ring? Crazy. And then the walk-away mom, Brenda Heist. You know this lady. Yeah, what did Brenda do? Well, she dropped her kids off at school. She was in the throes of a divorce, didn't like the idea that she was going to be poor, and she decided to abandon her two children. She turned up in Florida 11 years later, and guess what? She has to do, for other things she did, she has to do almost a year in prison. Yeah. So I'm going to say justice for all in that one. Her kids want nothing to do with her. I'm going to say in Jeff Garland's case, he shouldn't. I mean, the whole idea of the felony vandalism, that was just stupid. $20,000 is nothing for him. Do a little community service, be the good guy, and then that's the end of that one. I don't know what he was thinking, I got to say, though. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Jay, who says, Syria. Russia, those idiots, arming Assad. He is a genocide captain. However, we shouldn't be giving small arms to the rebels. You're right, Ms. Delaney. You say it often. Who are these rebels? We don't even know. Why would we do that? Really? We're going to stop? What is this, mass murder? I seriously doubt it. Yeah, I seriously doubt it, too, and that's part of the problem there. Okay, here's another one from Paul in Vermont. Paul kind of going down the same path. Hey, America, tonight Putin should be punted for helping to arm Syria. So he's criticizing our decision to provide arms to Syrian rebels while he is giving weapons to Assad and aiding Iran, because Iran is on the same team. Chemical weapons, come on, it's just not right. Every once in a while, you got to take a stand, Kate, and I think we need to take a stand here. You know, if we weren't involved in Iraq and in Afghanistan, I would say, maybe. Maybe I'd put that up there on the board and say, hey, we don't want another Rwanda. Clinton blew that, right? But how can I go there when I see what's happening to my own country, when I see that everybody's leaning on America? Boy, they want to stab us in the back, but they are killing us, the pressure they're putting on our shoulders. And I don't think that we can sustain it. We can't sustain it. We're struggling. We got to get our act together, regroup, and then bug us when you need help. I think it's horrible what's happening. I think what's happening in Syria is bad. There's no question about it. But there are a lot of other areas where things are happening, too, and we just are playing the eeny, meeny, miny, mo game. And especially in the Middle East, it's frightening. Frightening. All right, this one from Marvin, who says, Kate, I've been catching you on my hometown station in Florida. And I have to say, I like the show. It's been about a month now. Did you know I've heard you talk about things that are happening in southern Florida? Did you know that the world's oldest manatee is having a birthday celebration? 65 years old. They call him Snooty. And he is part of the South Florida Museum and has been there for a long time. I used to work at the museum. That's why I'm bringing it up. But I wondered how you felt about manatees. You know, how odd that you would bring up the manatee thing to me, because 2 years ago I went diving on a manatee tour at Thanksgiving. My family does live in Florida, all over the place, and it was so cool to do it. It was right by Crystal River, and you can't, you know, you're not getting on top of them or in their territory where the boats are too close or whatever. You're in the water. And it was really fun to do that. And they are giant. I mean, they are giant animals. And it's sad what's happened to manatees. You know, there's a big thing about protecting the manatees. And 65 is pretty old. They look like, to me, they look like giant otters. Giant otters. All right, let's squeeze in another one. Here's one from Carrie, who says, "Hello, Kate. I have to tell you my frustration level with this NSA snooper, or I'll call him leaker, I guess is the proper word, Snowden, is off the charts. Who does he think he is by dumping all our secrets out there? Couldn't he have gone to somebody else? I wonder what's really ticking inside his head. How big of a threat do you think he is to the United States? I think he's a pretty big threat. I understand about the Constitution. I understand about people that are having their information culled over and people being upset about that. But why did he flee to another country, humiliate us, and dump all that information in a British newspaper, for goodness sake?" Well, I think he picked the British newspaper because the writer would be sympathetic to what he had to say. The writer is known to write stories about whistleblowers and that kind of stuff. So there's your ally. You want to give it to the person who's going to write the best story in your mind and who believes in what you believe in. And the sad thing here is that some of the crazy things that were revealed. Yes, we know that contractors are used all over the place in the government. And, you know, that's the whole thing with the bids and everything else. But the fact that this was classified intel and he had so much access to that and he was a contractor, I don't know. Shouldn't there be some kind of a clearinghouse? Wouldn't there be somebody else that would be in that position? Or am I just completely naive to it? Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Click on, don't click on neck, you won't get anywhere. Net, and click on contact, and bada bing, you're in.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
What are we going to do now? We have an interview in the second segment. Okay, so let's go dry at the top, and then we'll touch in the other segments. Okay? Awesome, thanks.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.